you need to know about anatomical terminology. And if you bear some of these names in mind, pronate, supinate, extend, flex, then the descriptions that I'll be making about muscles and movements will be a lot clearer in the future. Well, all right, now we've covered some anatomical terminology, let's go ahead and talk about the basic subject of this first lecture, which is the axial skeleton and the muscles of the axial skeleton. First of all, let's define some terms. A skeleton in the body is basically a rigid collection of highly mineralized structures, bones. And most of the animals on Earth have a skeleton, but some animals don't. Worms and octopuses and other animals that float around in the water don't really need a skeleton because they don't have to resist gravity. They can float around and use their muscles to move around easily because they don't have to worry about gravity interfering with their movement. Human beings, of course, have to walk on dry land and they need to stand upright. And to do that, we need to have rigid structural elements that resist gravity, and these elements are pulled on by muscles and they act as levers so that we can move around. Now, these are not the only functions of the skeleton. The skeleton also acts as an armor plating. The bones of the skull and the bones of the vertebral column enclose very delicate structures like the brain and spinal cord and protect them from damage. So this is kind of like a protective function of the skeleton. And finally, the skeleton acts as a metabolic reservoir. It serves as a site in the body where we can store calcium. So the skeleton acts as kind of like a calcium bank. If blood levels of calcium fall too low, then we can make a withdrawal from the calcium bank and raise levels of calcium in the bloodstream. On the other hand, if calcium in the bloodstream is too high, we can make a deposit in the calcium bank. And therefore, this offers us a metabolic reservoir of calcium that preserves a steady level of this very important element in the body. Well, let's talk about the elements of the axial skeleton. And to do that, we have to begin with the skull. The skull is composed of several different compartments. One of the compartments of the skull is the so-called cranium, a mass of curved plates of bone that enclose the brain. A second part of the skull is the face, of course, and then the final part of the skull is the jawbone or mandible. All of these different parts of the skull have different named bones and different functions. Let's discuss these in a little more detail. Well, if you look at the bones of the skull, they're basically a collection of curved plates of bone. And usually when we talk about anatomy, it's very helpful to have a drawing or a model to describe what these bones look like. And I've used some drawings that I've incorporated into the printed material that comes along with these recordings. But in actual fact, when we discuss anatomy, it's not always necessary to use a model or a drawing because you're all carrying around your own model of the human body right with you. You have your own human body right in front of you, so to speak. And so it's not so hard to actually palpate or feel the elements of the body that we're talking about. And we can begin this process by looking at the skull. The bones of the skull that enclose the brain have their own individual